Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey y'all, welcome back. You're listening to This with Krish, the podcast where I like to talk about faith, family, freedom, and everything in between. Now, I'm your host, Krish Dokia, and I'm so glad you're here. Now, I hope all of you had a wonderful weekend. I took the weekend off, watched a lot of college football. Hopefully, you've checked out the most recent article from our website about the SEC College Football Week update, Week 10 update that we posted on Friday. Well, maybe it was Saturday. No, it was Friday. Anyway, I'm excited to share at the time of this recording, right, November 3rd, 2025, we have officially crossed 250,000, right, a quarter million streams across all of our platforms. Thank you for all of the amazing support, y'all. Now, we've also launched, like I mentioned, the website at thiswithkrish.com, and we're busy adding content related to these episodes and a myriad of topics and news you should have access to, right? So anything from college football to some politics, but more faith-based content, economics, finance, real estate, of course. So there's going to be a ton of different content on the website, all newsroom-related. It's going to be awesome. Also, look, I don't know how I did it, but I convinced my wife to do a couple of episodes with me. And I think she really secretly wanted to make sure that the show had at least 250,000 streams before she would agree. But all jokes aside, right, she has agreed, and so we are getting ready to produce a little mini-series of This with Krish show, like we did with the Step Up, Be a Voice in Childhood Cancer mini-series last week. But this is going to be faith-centered marriage, parenting, how we've navigated our career ambitions, and how we've continued to support each other. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be really fun. I love talking to my wife, so this should be no problem at all. But look, getting right into this episode, November, among many other special days in the month, there's Veterans Day, and it's actually considered Veterans Month. And today, November 3rd, just happens to be the birthday of an incredible man that I've had the pleasure of meeting through the previous company I worked for and the CEO, founder of the company, one of his friends. And so I had the opportunity of speaking on the same stage as this man and meeting him and making friends with him. And I'm talking about none other than Captain Charlie Plum. Now, if that name rings a bell, it's because Captain Plum is quite possibly one of the most remarkable speakers and human beings today. So let me tell you a little bit about Captain Charlie Plum. So after graduating from the Naval Academy, Charlie Plum completed Navy flight training, and he reported shortly thereafter to the Miramar Naval Air Station in San Diego, where he flew the first flights in the development of what would later be called the Navy Fighter Weapons School, currently known as, all right, you ready for this? Top Gun. Yes. So he took the first flights with Top Gun. The very next year, Captain Charlie, or Charlie Plum's squadron, the Aardvarks, launched on the aircraft carrier USS Kitty Hawk, with Fighter Squadron 114 to fly with the Navy's hottest airplane, right, the F-4 Phantom Jet, codenamed Plumber. Captain Charlie Plum flew 74 successful combat missions over North Vietnam and made over 100 carrier landings, which, if you've seen them, it's wild to see how they have to land on these carriers. So on his 75th mission, just 5 days before the end of his tour, Plum's plane was shot down over Hanoi, Vietnam. He was taken prisoner, tortured, and spent the next 2,103 days in a North Vietnamese prisoner of war camp, right, POW. His first prison cell was 8 feet by 8 feet wide. During his nearly 6 years of captivity, Plum distinguished himself as a pro in underground communications. He was a great inspiration to all of the other POWs and served as a chaplain for 2 years. Now, he survived brutal conditions, isolation, and torture, but what's even more powerful is that he came home not bitter, but better. And that's a God thing, I believe. Look, he turned that entire experience into a lifetime of teaching others about resilience, purpose, and gratitude. It's, you know, when you look at his story and his life, it is just awe-inspiring. Look, I've had the chance of meeting him several times over the past few years and having conversations with him, and every single time I've walked away more inspired, right? He's the kind of man who shakes your hand, looks you directly in the eye, and makes you feel like you've known him your entire life. And there's something special about, you know, military or veterans and their just ability to, you know, just connect. It's something inspiring. And, you know, I've never been in the military. None of my immediate family has either. My father-in-law has, his father, my wife's grandfather was. I have a very special place in my heart for veterans. Now, here's a picture of him. I'll include it in the video version of this episode. If you're listening, I'm sorry. But if you haven't read his book, I'm No Hero, do yourself a favor and pick it up. I believe it's on Amazon. You can go to his website, which I'll include in the bio. Pick it up. It's incredible. And I believe it was released in 2023 or so. But here, he wrote a sweet note to my son, which makes it even, you know, one of my most prized possessions. I love this. I'll include, again, his link to the website, charlieplum.com, and to his book in the episode description. You can also follow him on social media. He's on Instagram. I know he's on Facebook. Go drop him a line. Connect with him. Tell him happy birthday if you're listening to this today on November 3rd. Or a belated birthday next week or what have you. But he's awesome. So I just wanted to give him can't do it justice. He's incredible. Go listen to him. If he's in town and speaking, try to get tickets to go see him speak. All right. So, you know, people like Captain Charlie Plum remind me why Veterans Month exists. It's not just about uniforms and medals, which it is, but it's not just about that. It's truly about the stories of grit, of faith, of ordinary people who became extraordinary because they never gave up, right? And they fought and continued to fight for this country. And so that brings me to another story, one that's lived in my heart for many years. So this story is about a young man, and I say young man, when I last saw him, he was in his early 90s, I believe, maybe late 80s, early 90s, I think. But the story is of a young man named Mr. Lambert. Now, many years ago, when I first started my little marketing company, I had a little agency type of thing that I had bootstrapped, and I had a kind of a second job at the same time. And I was working at this this hotel as a night auditor, okay? And as you can imagine, you see all sorts of people come through, right, at night. Business travelers, families, newlyweds, I mean, you name it, they came. But one evening, a couple walked in, Mr. and Mrs. Lambert. Now, they were older, they were sweet, they were kind of holding hands as they came in, but the kind of couple that instantly made you smile. Now, Mrs. Lambert, her name was Betty, she preferred us call her Betty, Miss Betty, came up to the counter and asked for the closest room to the lobby. I remember it was right to the left. It was room 212 because the lobby was on the second floor and there was a basement level. Anyway, she explained she wanted to be near the car in case anything happened. And I didn't quite understand, but she later told us, or told me. You see, Mr. Lambert, had cancer. And he had, he was stubborn. He didn't have it treated in time, and he was older. And doctors had given him literally just a week or two to live. Now, she had driven him, Miss Betty, had driven him from a couple of towns away to go to this hospice. And it was right next to the doctor's office as well. But he refused to stay. He was really stubborn. So instead of fighting with him, she said, okay, let's check into a hotel for the night, and you can calm down. Which I'm sure my wife does that to me all the time. It's like, you need to calm down. And they were going to attempt to try it again the next day. And I remember the way she looked that first day. She was tired. She was heartbroken. But she was full of love. And you could see that in the interactions she had with Mr. Lambert. The next day, she tried again to take him to the hospice. And she was met with the same result, right? He refused. So they kind of came back again that evening. I guess they went to, eat and things like that. And they came back and they extended their stay for another night. Well, this is what happened. Okay. One night turned into two nights, and then two nights turned into 2.5 years. That's right. They lived in room 212 for 2.5 years. She sold her house, she had people move them out and all this stuff so that she could afford to just rent this room for 2.5 years. They made the hotel their home, right? Miss Betty took him to the doctor's appointments almost every day. She would bring him meals. She stayed there with him, but people would come to visit, and never once did she check him into that hospice. Nothing against hospice, right? But I'm not even going to get into that. Maybe another episode. But when Mr. Lambert finally passed away, I remember went to his funeral, and I remember her standing there with, giving the eulogy, very composed and graceful and grateful. And this is what she said. The doctors gave my husband 2 weeks, but through love, faith, and God, he gave us 2.5 more years of memories. And that stuck with me. It still does. I had left working at the hotel, and I got into real estate marketing full time shortly thereafter. But I stayed in touch with them. Okay. Often I would, the hotel was close to where my parents lived, so I would stop by and sit with Mr. Lambert, and Miss Betty would run out and get errands, and we'd just sit there and talk. And he'd tell me stories, real stories, about serving in World War II, about the Korean War, about politics, about just other things, right? And things that, our generation, or my generation at least, had no access to. He talked to me about the men he fought beside. He'd tell me, with a sparkle in his eye, he was right back there, right? 19 years old again, serving this country, and he just wanted to talk to people. and share this wealth of information that he had, right? And one day, his great nephew came to visit. It was a big dude, kind of jolly looking. He had beard, he had rosy cheeks, he had a booming laugh. And turns out, Mr. Lambert and this guy somehow, I think again, it was his nephew, but they were all related to someone named Lou Prentice. If you've heard that name, it's because he was basically the muse and the friend of the famed artist Haddon Sundblom. Sundblom, I think that's how to say it, who is the creator of the modern-day Santa Claus, commissioned by Coca-Cola and later used in Coca-Cola ads. I'm serious. So when people say they met Santa's family, I can, you know, who's met Santa's family? I can raise my hand, right? I think it was his family or some relation, but it was pretty wild. Anyway, I want to reflect on Veterans Month real quick. And sorry, my phone is going off, and that's very typical of me. I apologize. Here we are. We're not professional. But what I really took away from, you know, meeting and learning from Mr. Lambert was not just about war or history or even about his connection to Santa. It was about love and faith. And I learned that from both of them. The kind of faith that refuses to surrender to the odds. The kind of love that extends life far beyond what doctors say is possible. You know, you hear about miracles and it's, you know, it's like three times removed from you until it happens to you, and then it just doesn't seem real. Look, I think that's exactly what this month, Veterans Month, should remind us of, right? It's that courage, that commitment, that compassion, not just from those who wore the uniform, but also their families who stand beside them. You know, families, and you know, when we do this mini-series, we're going to talk about marriage and the sacrifices that, you know, my wife and I have both made, primarily my wife, for us and our jobs. But I can't imagine a more important job than protecting and serving our country. There's a verse in Romans 12:10 that says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." And that just stands so true in that example and that story that I just gave. That's, you know, that's what veterans and their loved ones do every single day. Now, again, it's... yeah, I have some. We have some friends back in Atlanta who's, you know, a husband, wife, three kids, and just watching through Instagram and stories how, you know, the wife and family kind of are behind when the husband goes off and on these critical things, and it's just like I could not imagine my wife doing that. Although she'd be a superstar. Look, this November, do something simple but meaningful. Talk to a veteran. Not a quick thank you for your service and move on. Really talk to them. You know, in fact, when you see, you know, these people with the veterans hats on, I make it a point to thank them for their service. And recently we were at the Texas State Fair, and my 7-year-old looked over and said, "Thank you for your service," without any prompt. I was like, "Dude, that's awesome. Good job." Ask them where they served, what they remember most, what they missed. Listen, you will walk away different. I promise you. Now, don't be super invasive, but, you know, feel it out. But sometimes, more often than not, veterans are just asking for an opportunity to talk to you, right? Don't ignore the men and women who gave you the life you live so freely. And if you see a spouse or a widow of a veteran, you better be sure you better be thanking them too, because they serve in their own quiet and very powerful way. Look, thanks for tuning in to This with Krish. I don't think this episode was meant to be super somber, but more celebratory of our United States veterans, okay? Thanks for tuning in to the This with Krish show. Today's episode was a tribute, right, to the incredible men and women who've worn the uniform and to the families who stood beside them. You know, make sure to go out to social media and wish our friend Captain Charlie Plum a very happy birthday today. And check out his website at charlieplum.com. Again, a super amazing person. His book, again, I'm No Hero, is available. So do check it out. It's a short read, and it's an easy read, and it's so good. It's one of the best reads I had that year, by far. In fact, I think I'm going to read it again. If today's story has moved you, share it with someone. You can find this episode and more on YouTube, Spotify, across all streaming platforms, as well as thiswithchris.com. And as always, I love y'all. Thank you.
Megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.